This is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network, and I am with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers and the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, alongside the SC Specialty Crop Growers Association and the South Carolina Farm to School, are hosting the inaugural grower-buyer meetup coming up this Friday. Commissioner Weathers, what's this all about?
What it's all about is trying to help some of our produce growers align with our retailers and other users around the state, and we are having just what it says, a grower-buyer meetup. It sounds like a social event in college or something if you don't pay attention, but nevertheless, it is with a very specific purpose in mind. It is to allow our growers to have face time with the buyers from our retail chains or other places, and they can talk about what lines of products or produce they have, and then the other side of it, the buyers will tell them what they need. This may not happen, obviously, for this year. It could. But the whole point of this is to lay a foundation for new marketing channels, increased marketing channels for our growers. And we're very pleased that our food service and school people and wholesalers are planning to participate and help us in that effort. So this is a big event and kind of opening up a new channel and a new strategy for our farmers.
I think that sounds terrific. Do you have any idea at this point how many growers and buyers are going to be involved with it this week?
No, I don't. We're hoping for a good turnout, obviously, by our growers. It is for them that we're doing it. But we do have representatives coming from some of our school systems, from food service, some of those folks, and then the wholesalers, you know, the ones right on the farmers market, Sin Brothers, maybe others, and then retailers. I know Food Lion is sending some folks. So it's all designed to get as many perspectives in the room at one time, allow them FaceTime. I don't know that we set them up like speed dating for produce, but we'll give them opportunities for those individual conversations. It's like a reverse trade show. We go to a lot of trade shows all around the country, but this is a small version of a trade show that's going to go on right at the farmers market at the Phillips Center.
And that's coming up this Friday from 10 to 1, is that correct?
That's correct. So it's just a three-hour window. Again, we need our farmers to come and be prepared with the products that they can offer and talk about their GAP certification or their other things like that that some of our buyers are certainly beginning to require. So all of these things, a farmer needs to be prepared. And we have managing this through what's called Eventbrite. I'm sure some of our listeners are familiar with that. We get a lot of invitations now through it. So we have the ability for a farmer to sign up through Certified South Carolina Meetup, just like it sounds, .eventbrite, and that's B-R-I-T-E, that's one word, .com, or farmers can call the main number here at the department of 803-734-2210 and ask some questions, and we'll get them in the right place. So we hope to have a good turnout from our growers this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Phillips Center at the market.
And we will have that registration link on sfntoday.com as well, so people can find it. Again, the grower-buyer meetup coming up this Friday, 10 to 1, at the Phillips Market Center at the South Carolina Farmers Market Campus in West Columbia. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.